This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An emotional welcome home for those three Americans after a historic prisoner exchange with Russia. Paul Whelan says his arrest in Russia was bogus.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with. They wouldn't let it go.
The AP's Donna Warder.
Journalist Evan Gershkovich, corporate security executive Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kermesheva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland shortly before midnight Thursday. As they stepped off the plane, they were greeted on the tarmac with hugs from President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and then their family members. Biden says the U.S. has been working on the Americans' release for a while.
Feels wonderful. Long time in coming. It's absolutely convinced me to get it done. Remember what I said? Alliances make a difference.
The three were swapped in a multinational deal that set 24 people free. It's the biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history.
The three are now at a military base in Texas for medical evaluations. Vice President and presidential hopeful Kamala Harris's campaign is taking in an eye-popping amount of money, $310 million last month, far outpacing Donald Trump's campaign and assorted committees, who say they took in about $138 million for July. New AP poll, only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidate safe from violence before the election. Just into us, American employers added just 114,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate hit 4.3%. This is AP News. The ACLU is suing over some laws governing the homeless. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A challenge is filed in Washington state against a ban on sleeping outdoors, a ban upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. The American Civil Liberties Union has announced it's suing the city of Spokane, Washington, alleging that anti-homeless legislation violates the state's constitution. It's believed to be the first challenge filed since the U.S. Supreme Court in June ruled cities can block homeless people from camping on public property. The ACLU says making camping or even lying down in public places a misdemeanor crime, punishable with a possible $1,000 in fines and 90 days in jail, amounts to unconstitutional, cruel punishment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.